Welcome to Ignite Your Light, a podcast to help you navigate life's adversity, follow your curiosity, and stay true to yourself. Life can feel pretty confusing for everyone. I've harnessed my network of empowering individuals to help inspire you to create a life that feels authentic and on purpose. I interview healers, creatives, entrepreneurs, and girl bosses who are living their truth and inspiring others to do so too. I'm your host, Riley Webster, and I'm so happy that you're here with me today. In today's episode, I'm sitting down for a heart-to-heart with Elise Turpin, an actor, writer, artist, and healer. I met Elise 2 years ago when I was traveling in India, and I went somewhere for a month to do an Ayurvedic therapist training, and that's where we met. And immediately, I was drawn to her. She just seemed to exude this amazing confidence, and she's one of those people who, at least outwardly, doesn't really doubt herself and just steps into her truth, and it just seems really easy to her. She just doesn't really give a fuck, and I just love that quality in someone, just seeing someone just do their thing and not care. And I think that's something we could all learn a lot from. So Elise came home from India to Quebec. She's from Quebec and basically completely changed career paths. She came home and she was ready to make a living being a healer. She was all excited about her Ayurvedic therapy training. We also did another massage training together in Dharamshala in northern India together. So she was all stoked on that. She came home, and within 2 months, she had completely changed her mind and moved to Vancouver across the country to enroll in Vancouver Film School. And I remember this conversation we had. She was like, "Riley, I've decided I'm going to act and create films." And I was like, "What?" Like, it was just so random, but I didn't even doubt it because it was Elise. It was just like, "Oh, okay, that's what you're doing now. You trust yourself. You're going to move across the country to do something completely different, something you've never done before, and kudos to you." So today, Elise and I are going to talk about trusting yourself and also trusting something bigger than yourself and how sometimes you just need to open one door. You don't need to know it's the right door. It's all going to lead you into the direction that you're meant to go. So without further ado, here is Elise Turpin.
Hi.
Yay. Hi.
So happy you're on the podcast.
Yay, me too.
Okay, I'm going to ask a few questions. So first, I just want you to tell me and the others about how you trusted yourself to literally completely change career paths from going into healing and pursuing Ayurveda and massage therapy to moving across the country to Vancouver to pursue film.
Well, man, that's kind of, I don't know if I would say that I really trusted myself, to be honest with you. When I made the decision to come out to Vancouver, I had so much fear and self-doubt. But I still did it. And I think that had more to do with something outside of me calling me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might experience that as intuition, but I don't really resonate with that word for that particular experience because it didn't feel like it was coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was coming from outside of me. Mm-hmm. Like something was pulling me towards it. And it didn't really feel like I had a choice. As I don't know if that makes sense, but
no,
like,
totally. Like it was like a decision that was, it's kind of like those decisions that are weirdly aligning and on paper makes no sense, but you just know like in your core that you need to follow it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Like I knew when I told each of my family members, like, I actually want to move up to Vancouver and try to be an actor.
It was
so random.
When they told
me I was crazy, I was like, "You're right." I couldn't argue with it. I was like, "You're absolutely fucking right. I think it's insane." But so Sorry, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Oh, God, yeah.
I just swore. Okay, great. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's not so much trusting yourself. It's just trusting that, like, even if it is the wrong decision, you're still going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's huge. I was just listening to something, actually, and I've been told this a few times, but you know when, like, you're told something and it's just at the right moment and it resonates?
Mm-hmm.
It was that it doesn't matter what door you take, even if it's the wrong door, it's still going to lead you to the right place. And instead of just, like, being in one spot and spinning your wheels and overthinking anything before you start or before you do something or before you're, like, ready for something, you just need to fucking go for it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is this is spot on. I have been actually talking to my therapist a lot lately about the concept of regret and how it's something I struggle with so bad, and it paralyzes me, the fear of regretting in the future making a choice that I'm making right now.
Mm-hmm.
It paralyzes me into not doing anything. And I think it's so true that, like, you just have to open a door. You just have to go. Because otherwise, you're still picking a door. It's just, like, you're doing it from a place of powerlessness.
Totally.
Yeah, and I don't know. I really struggle with that still. Mm-hmm. I'm so afraid of regret.
It's funny that you're saying, like, the way this conversation is going right now, I always felt like meeting you, you always, to me, seemed like you exuded this this confidence in yourself and this trust in yourself. And it's it's interesting hearing that, like, the whole road to making these decisions was kind of trusting something outside of yourself. And that kind of leads me to the topic of, like, trusting that there's something bigger than yourself and just surrendering to it and knowing. I think the trust part maybe isn't just for yourself. It's just trusting the universe and trusting life that it's going to deliver. So trusting that door you open, trusting that path you go down, trusting that no matter which direction you go, you're going to end up where you're meant to be, because whatever you seek is also seeking you.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I definitely tend to think more about something outside of me, some sort of universal power. I don't even know what I believe in, really. But I believe in something. And I definitely, like, I trust it more. I use that a lot in acting, actually. Because it's not about trusting myself. Because if I try to trust myself when I'm acting, then I just end up trying to control everything that's happening, and that's not being in the moment. I have to trust something outside of myself. And I don't know if that's the way that it is for all actors and artists, but
I love that for me. I love that. It's kind of like it takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
In a way, you know?
If I try to trust that I know my lines and that I know my blocking, like where I have to be at each moment and all of these things, like, there's just not enough space in my brain to be thinking of all of that. Mm-hmm. So I just have to trust, like, literally, some might call it muscle memory.
And finally, what is your lasting advice to listeners to ignite their light?
You gotta go looking for it first. You gotta, like, even be curious. Some people are not even curious about what they're passionate about. I mean, of course, your listeners, I hope they are. if they weren't curious, they wouldn't be listening to the podcast. But I think that you just have to go looking. Like, I found my passion literally by reading books, because it was so desperate to find out what I was meant to do. And I would, like, scribble, I would journal all the time and just write down literally any wild option that came to my mind. And then one day I just, like, wrote down acting. It was on such a whim. And then I circled it and I wrote a question mark beside it. And I was like, holy shit. And then I thought about it for a week And then I thought about it for 2 weeks and I couldn't get it off my mind. And that's when I knew, like, I was onto something. So notice your feelings, because that's a huge one. Like, notice how you feel. And if it keeps coming back to your mind and it keeps pulling at you, you're getting somewhere. And then you just have to follow it. Like, there's no, like, quick fix to igniting your light. It's really just, like, diving in.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for your amazing wisdom and insight. I always love talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this podcast, it would mean a lot if you could write a review on iTunes or share it with a friend or someone who needs a little light in their life. We'll be back next week for another chat, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.